And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of April, 2012. It was on this date, 1895, Oscar Wilde was arrested for sodomy in London. He'd been having an affair with the son of John Douglas, the Marquess of Queensberry. The Marquess had a warrant sworn out for Wilde's arrest, and Oscar Wilde's friends implored him to escape to France. But Wilde said, "The train is gone, it's too late," and he was arrested at the Cadogan Hotel, and after a long trial was sentenced to 2 years' hard labor. During his imprisonment, he wrote a long letter to his lover, Alfred Douglas, letter later published as De Profundis, in which he wrote, "When one has weighed the sun in the balance and measured the steps of the moon and mapped out the seven heavens, there still remains oneself. Who can calculate the orbit of his own soul?" After 2 years in prison, he was released, bankrupt, in ill health, moved to Paris, where he died in poverty 3 years later. It was on this date in 1917 the United States entered World War I, the war that spawned the disillusioned realists of the so-called Lost Generation, Hemingway, Fitzgerald, Eliot, Dispassus, William Faulkner. The war had been going on in Europe for 3 years, and then Germany started attacking American merchant ships. President Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war. It passed almost unanimously. An enormous change in the country. Factories sprang up to make the goods for the war effort. People moved to the cities from rural areas to take jobs in the factories. Women went to work in record numbers, which advanced the women's suffrage movement. It's the birthday of the Shoshone woman Sacagawea, born in Idaho around 1789. She was kidnapped at age 10 by the Hidatsa tribe, sold into slavery, bought by a French-Canadian trapper who made her one of his two wives. And when Lewis and Clark hired the trapper to guide them to the Pacific, Sacagawea, who was a teenager with a two-month-old baby on her back, was part of the deal. She accompanied Lewis and Clark to the Pacific Ocean and back. She acted as an interpreter. She could speak half a dozen Indian languages. She told them which plants were edible. And William Clark said that tribes were inclined to believe that the Lewis and Clark expedition was friendly when they saw Sacagawea, because a war party would never travel with a woman, especially one carrying a baby. When the trip was over, Sacagawea's husband got $500 and 320 acres of land. She died, 1812, of a fever at the age of 23, and William Clark legally adopted her two children, the boy who'd been a baby on the expedition, Jean-Baptiste, and an infant daughter, Lisette. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled After a Month of Rain. Everything I thought I wanted is right here, particularly when the sun is making such a comeback and the lilac, engorged with purple, has recovered from its severe pruning, and you will be back soon to dispel whatever it is that overtakes me like leaf blight even on a day like this. I can still hear remnants of the rain in the swollen stream behind the house, in the faint dripping under the eaves, persistent as memory. And all the things I didn't think I wanted, cut like the lilac back to the root, push up again from underground. After a Month of Rain, a poem by Linda Paston, from her collection Traveling Light, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.